Greetings, Creakers. It is a gorgeous day out there and I find my mind wandering to plans for enjoying it. Maybe a really long walk or perhaps a shorter one, down to the beach where I will light a fire, enjoy my lunch and my latest library book or persuade a friend to join me for a game of Scrabble. Either way, there will be little clusters of shiny purple crocus popping up and those eagles soaring around. Spring is definitely coming. Speaking of library books, if you are not a member of our Roberts Creek Library, I encourage you to join. You will be surprised at the selection of books, including a new bookshelf that rivals that in larger libraries and a large section of children's books. What we call our library is officially a reading room, and not part of the library system as the Gibson's and Seashelt libraries are. The building is owned by the XWESAM, Roberts Creek Community Association, RCCA. And operated with a grant from the Sunshine Coast Regional District that covers the rent and new book purchases. The balance of the budget comes from fundraising book sales on Earth Day and Roberts Creek Days. The library is operated by a large group of volunteers, there is no paid staff. It's a low-tech system involving a date stamp and a card file, so it's kind of like going back in time, which has its own charm. Reading has stiff competition these days from all those Netflix shows and book circulation is down. So, support the library and reacquaint yourself with the pleasure of getting lost in a book. It's easy to join and guess what? It's free. New hours are Tuesday to Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Those of you with EVs may know that the charge station outside the library has been out of service for some time but it's up and running again. Many thanks to Lori O'Byrne for her support and the purchase of the new charger. The RCCA covers the hydro costs and you can help by making a donation when you charge up. Instructions for doing that are posted. Word has it that the two Delhi to Dublin shows at the hall this weekend are sold out but it's not the only show in town. At the Legion on Saturday, Feb 17, it's the 25th annual Bob Marley birthday bash. Vancouver musician Nils moved to the coast in 1996 and hearing that the Legion had fallen on hard times and needed fresh energy, proposed this event and the Legion has been filled to capacity every year since. Nils is no longer involved but the Hooligans and others keep it going. It's a local event that draws people of all generations and walks of life out to dance and enjoy the good times. So put on your Rasta colors and head down to the Legion. Doors open at 8 p.m. Tickets are $15. February 20th is the launch of this year's local food box program by One Straw. You invest now in local farms that are growing nutritional, beautiful and sustainable food and then you pick up a weekly box of fresh produce from behind the gumboot, all the summer long. Sales start at noon with advance sales on the 19th for One Straw members and they sell out quickly. If you are in need, subsidized boxes are available, provided by local donors. If you would like to apply, donate to this initiative or order your food box, check it out at www.onestraw.ca/foodbox. If you are an organized person, looking ahead to March, here are some hall events you could put on your calendar. March 2nd, CD Saturday. March 8th, Annual CUPE Women's Potluck Dinner. March 9th. Trivia Night Fundraiser for L'École Pacique. March 24th. Graham Walker Concert of Peace Songs for Kids. Further details will follow. So now I have to get out into the sunshine before I get sidetracked by the need to dust. That's the downside of sunlight. Have a good week. Write to me Mouncy Yvonne at gmail.com.